This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, everyone wants to be cool on social media.
Well, sure.
I mean, you don't want to be the dud that everyone's talking about how lame your posts are. You want to fit in. You want to have lots of followers and lots of likes and loves and shares and all that stuff, right?
Let me embrace you.
But you may not even know half of what I'm talking about. Mm. Well, I'm going to help you this morning with some tips from teenagers on how to be cool on social media.
Oh.
So these are some things that they have told that will help you be a better social media user. Mm. And when I say that, I'm not talking about Facebook, because the teens don't think Facebook's cool at all.
Right.
We're talking about Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat.
Okay.
All right. So that brings us to our first thing, because this isn't really as much of a big deal on Facebook, but on Twitter particularly, and Instagram and Snapchat, you need to pay attention to your following versus followers ratio. You should have twice as many people following you as you follow. Otherwise, you look desperate.
Oh.
But you look cool if you have more people following you than you follow.
Okay, I'm good there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm cool.
Next up.
You really are.
Only use hashtags ironically. Don't use them for any other reason, and stop saying Throwback Thursday. That's lame now. So if you do hashtag beautiful day and it's a beautiful day, they think you're an idiot. But if you do hashtag beautiful day and it's a horrible day, then that's cool.
Okay.
Being ironic or sarcastic there.
Do you need to use hashtags? I don't use them much.
Yeah, you do if you want to be cool.
Hashtag not cool.
Okay, that was ironic, so that was cool. All right. If you're posting videos, make them short and don't post too many. Like if you're at a concert, don't post 30 photos and videos the same Snapchat story, because no one wants to see 30 videos of the same thing.
Especially when it's blurry and the sound's distorted because
right.
you're next to the... Yeah.
I'm like, stay still. I'm trying to enjoy this concert without paying for it.
All right. Don't post boring photos where you're just sitting or lying around in bed. Only post photos on Instagram and Snapchat when you're out doing something fun. So you don't want to post that you're in front of the TV for a marathon watch where you're watching some movie series over and over. You want to post things that make you look hip and cool.
To be cool. But a lot of people I see online are posting those kind of pictures where they're sitting there not doing anything.
They're not cool.
They're not cool, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to help you with.
I mean, I might go out and take the picture and then go home and sit in front of the TV and act like I'm out doing cool stuff.
And I think a lot of people do that.
Sometimes I take a picture of the TV and try to make it look like I'm there.
There you go.
New Year's Eve, I'm like, here I am with Ryan Seacrest. We're watching the ball drop.
And standing right next to him.
You can see like the reflection of my living room in the TV.
You weren't there this year.
Didn't I? All right, here's one. Heidi's in the bathroom right now, but she needed to hear this.
Hashtag
hurts.
Not cool.
Her tummy hurts, hashtag.
She should do a post a video.
But
not too many. Don't end your post with a ton of emojis. If you do more than 3 emojis, you look lame.
Yeah.
So 3 per post.
Heidi's, she communicates like a cavewoman.
She uses the hieroglyphics to try and communicate with us.
Yeah.
We rarely know what she's saying.
No clue.
But I did understand when she did that little brown pile thing that she needed to go to the bathroom this morning.
Chocolate ice cream swirl.
Is that what that is?
Mm-hmm. Hashtag Hershey's Kiss.
Okay. This is kind of related. Stop posting photos of your food. You can do it once in a while, but not too often.
You do that quite a lot, Tom.
You know, I'm sorry. I like that.
Thank you.
I like it when you're at a restaurant, you show me what the food looks like because I can say, that looks awful. It looks too small. It looks too frou-frou for me to go and eat.
But if you're at McDonald's, we know what that one looks like.
Oh, well, yeah. That, we know
all right, I'll quit.
Okay. Like,
all right, and finally, don't post a ton of selfies. It makes it look like you have no friends. Post ussies, but not selfies.
Okay.
Okay.
So otherwise, you kind of look just pathetic.
Or you can do the wheezies, too. That's a bunch of people together, right?
That's what ussies are, too.
Oh, I thought ussies were just two. And then the wheezies were, like, more than two.
No.
I thought a wheezy was...
No, that's when you take a picture with a smoker. A selfie with a smoker is a wheezy.
All right, and one last one that I'm adding. Don't make lame jokes about how you post.
Hashtag Hawk's cool.
Hashtag no, he's not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.